On the line, we got the lead singer from one of my favorites, Blackberry Smoke, Charlie Starr. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing just absolutely great. Now, the new album, Find a Light, it's coming out tomorrow, as a matter of fact. BlackberrySmoke.com, iTunes, or Amazon. So how does it feel, Charlie, to have your sixth studio album now under your wing?
It feels good, man. We're proud of it, and I can't wait for the world to experience it.
Well, you kicked off the tour in Michigan. We thank you for that. But you're on the road, quite a lengthy tour schedule. What's that like to be on the road and meet the fans?
It's our job, man, and it's our life. You know, we love it. We spend most of our time every year on the road, and but I should take that back. It doesn't feel like a job. It feels like we're kids running around the world all year long.
What is it like to be getting all this attention and to actually be joining like Lynyrd Skynyrd on select dates for their final farewell tour? That's got to be huge for you guys.
Yeah, man, it's an honor. I mean, we've worked with Skynyrd off and on for quite a few years. A lot of shows, you know, and a lot of cruises and things. But it's bittersweet. It's sad to me that it's a farewell tour, but we'll see. You know, Kiss said that too.
So we'll see. I was gonna say.
I got a buddy who, we were talking about the Stones the other day, and he said, yeah, man, I took my oldest daughter to see the Stones in 1989 because I thought, you know what, they're probably going to retire pretty soon, so I better take her to a Stones show.
In 1989. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys are decades away from retirement. You guys are literally just getting going here, but the cool thing about it is, you guys easily find yourself in that classic rock category. Now, when did you guys actually form Blackberry Smoke?
2001.
2001. And you guys have captured that essence just remarkably. And tell us, what's it like working with like Paul Jackson, Richard Turner, and Britt Turner? What's that like with those collaborations and your guys' gelling together? Brandon, I don't want to leave him out either. Brandon.
Man, it's like a little gang, you know? I mean, you learn about one another being on the road so much, you know. It's like being married to, I know that sounds corny, but it is true. Like being married to five dudes at once. But
right.
I mean, it's an inseparable bond that you make, you know.
And you can leave the toilet seat up.
And yeah, I mean, everybody's got horrible habits and you just learn to live with it. Don't sweat the small stuff, they say.
Absolutely. You guys were blessed enough to have one of the final recordings of Greg Allman. How does that feel to have someone like Greg Allman making one of his final recordings with you guys?
It's sad, but it makes me so proud. I found out later. I didn't know how sick he was, you know?
Right.
And I found out after he passed away that he knew that he had liver cancer and that he had a limited time to live. But yet he took time out of his schedule to come do that for us. That just speaks volumes about the man.
That's amazing that he had cancer. Knowing that you guys do so much, $200,000 you guys have raised so far benefiting children's cancer research. That's huge, man. That's huge.
Yeah, man, I can't think of anything that's more unfair than what those kids are going through.
Right.
You know, and our drummer, Britt, his daughter is a cancer survivor, thank God.
Oh.
And it just hit home for everyone. No one more so than him, of course. And so after the fact, we thought, well, we were privy to his experience there at Children's Hospital, and he always talked about what a great job those people do. So it was a no-brainer to try and help.
That is fantastic. What is your favorite band or artist? Not necessarily influences, but like if you're just going to pop in an album or a CD or a cassette tape or even an 8-track, what would be your all-time favorite album to listen to?
Exile on Main Street, the Rolling Stones.
That took you no time at all.
No time.
Now, that being said, give me some of your influences. Who really, I mean, obviously you guys have a very, very distinct sound, yet it's familiar the way you guys combine, you know, classic rock, the blues and everything like that, country and folk. But what really inspired you guys?
I mean, it's, for me, as a kid, I was coming from the Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe and Hank Williams. And then, you know, when I got to be a young teenager, 11 or 12, it was the Stones and Aerosmith and Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. I mean, we all bring different influences to the table, you know, the
right.
Grateful Dead, Little Feet, the Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band. It's just all over the place.
That is amazing. Okay, so what do you guys like to do? Let's say you've got like some downtime on the road and you're going to stop into some city or you know area you guys have never been. What do you guys usually like to do?
I like to go fishing when it's fishing weather.
There you go.
Go bowling sometimes.
How do you bowl?
People ride horribly.
Okay, good. Just like me. Cool. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Motorcycling, you said?
Yeah, some people ride their bikes and you know, there's always something to do. If you can't find something to do on the road, something's wrong with you.
Isn't that the truth? Do you have a preference as far as being on a bus or on a plane?
Oh, bus. Most definitely.
All the
flying
way.
Is not my favorite thing.
Oh, really? You're not a fan of flying?
No, I mean, you know, it's... I think if the good Lord wanted me in the air, he would have given me wings.
Amen to that. So these tours in UK and Ireland, you're going to be. I'll be thinking of you. I'll be praying for you.
Now, you know, nothing's worse than the Australian flight. That's the kicker.
That's the long one. No kidding. Now, you guys have shared the stage with everybody from the Government Mule, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Kid Rock, the Zac Brown Band, and that really showcases your flexibility and your versatility.
Yeah, I mean, I used to think when I was younger, I would think, well, what do we need to play? Because these people like Zac Brown or they like Government Mule. And after a while, I thought, you know what? I shouldn't worry about that. We just play what we play. And that's what we've been doing for years. And if that doesn't work, then it just doesn't work. You know.
What is the difference, though, playing to a studio audience versus a stadium audience?
Well, the studio audience is usually seated, and they, you know, it's kind of sterile. But and you know, the cameras are on you, and you know, there's probably a few million people watching, so it's a little stressful. But,
I was going to say, does that pressure really mount when you're playing onto the camera? Does it strike you when you're playing that you're playing for millions?
You have to not think about it.
Exactly.
I do. I have to put it out of my mind.
Right. It's the same thing with radio. Like, if I'm thinking about how many people are listening to us right now, this would be a lot harder to do. Looking at an empty wall, not a big deal. Yeah, right. Well, I don't want to keep you. I know you've got to get moving, but I want to tell everybody one more time to go check out the brand new album, Find a Light. Now, it's available Friday. However, you can pre-order it right now, blackberrysmoke.com, iTunes, amazon.com. And again, Charlie Starr, thank you so much for the time. And good luck on the tour. Hope to talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, man. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Rock on.
All right.